the theme from The Last Emperor by Ryuichi Sakamoto, ending this week's Saturday Classics, which was presented by Noriko Ogawa.
World on 3 launches Commonwealth Connections.
Good day. Teleport coming to you, straight from Jamaica. Yes.
Every week leading up to the Commonwealth Games, World on 3 showcases the music and heritage of the 53 countries of the Commonwealth. From Antigua to Zambia, Commonwealth Connections, a wealth of vibrant sounds as the countries come together for their festival of sport. Join Marianne Kennedy for the launch of Commonwealth Connections, Friday at 11 p.m. on BBC Radio 3.
Well, now it's time for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello and welcome along. On today's programme, we celebrate one of London's best-loved jazz venues, the Bull's Head in Barnes, as it's given a new lease of life after its recent renovation. Plus, our concert set from Lithuanian pianist Danaius Paulauskas, recorded specially at the 2013 London Jazz Festival last November, and we take a look at some brand new releases. Regarded as one of the most influential Lithuanian jazz groups, the Danaius Paulauskas group may rightly be called ambassadors of Lithuanian jazz. Characterised by their use of electric and acoustic instruments, the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre was the setting for their London Jazz Festival debut. Let's hear the very funky groove of their opening tune, Hybridas.
We'll be right back.
Romanian jazz musicians who formed the Danaeus Palauskas group recorded on the Claw Ballroom stage as part of the Radio 3 stage at the London Jazz Festival 2013. Danaeus Palauskas played the keyboards. Valerius Ramuska is playing trumpet and flugelhorn. Rimantas Brizaitis on tenor saxophone. Kestutis Vaganis is playing alto and soprano sax. Domas Alexa playing bass. And Linus Buda on drums. And there'll be more from their set later on the show.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the wedding now. Dance me on. Above, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end. Through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand. Touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to.
Sultry voice of vocalist Madeleine Peru, who always reminds me of Billie Holiday with her swinging version of Leonard Cohen's folk song Dance Me to the End of Love. And that's taken from a compilation CD out on the Putumayo label, simply called Women of Jazz. And it celebrates 10 excellent female vocalists from North America, including Cassandra Wilson, Melody Gardot, and the late great Etta James. The Bull's Head in Barnes is rich in musical heritage and has recently had a bit of a facelift as the new owners have moved in to this much-loved venue with a promise to continue to host jazz musicians from far and wide. Well, here to tell me all about the new feel of the place and to talk about up-and-coming gigs is musicologist, marketing guru and jazz fanatic, my old friend from very early on in my career when he gave me my very first gigs in London, Larry Price.
How are you, Claire?
I'm very well. Tell us what's been going on at the Bull's Head, Larry.
Well, the Bull's Head, it's been, as I say, it's been taken over by Geronimo Innes, who make a habit of turning old pubs, tired pubs, into great, cosy, comfortable, good food locals. And they've done a great job, as usual, with that. But the difference is they've kept the music side of it, the jazz side of it, which is great. In fact, they've swapped it around. Where the old restaurant used to be, at the back is now the jazz room, which is a great. It's a bit smaller, but it's a great feel about it. Mm. And vice versa, where the jazz room was, it's now the restaurant. But it works superbly well, and we've been having some great people up there, of course, to keep the tradition going.
Because it is really sacred ground for many jazz fans. It's very famous. It's been on the map forever.
It's an iconic guy. It's been going for 59 years.
I mean, and were they aware of that when they took this
over?
Oh,
very much so. Very much so. Yeah. It started off just as a pub. Then people started thinking, well, maybe we'll have a bit of music here. And it sort of, through the years, it became famous, I think, mainly because word spread out, visiting American musicians. I mean, everybody's played there. Jimmy Witherspoon, Ben Webster in the past, as well as UK musicians, right across the board, great jazzers, great blues people. So I think it just built itself up, if you know what I mean, and attracted a very loyal following. And again, what I like about the present Bull's Head, it attracts a diverse crowd, both ages and everything else. You've got young guys and girls, you've got sort of the locals. It's a really across-the-board thing, and I think that's great. It just shows how broad the appeal of jazz is as well.
So you think it's retained its soul and character? Or don't you know yet?
Well, it's early days, but from what I can work out, it's not only retained its soul and character, it's given it a bit of a lift as well. It's just brought it into this century, and also it's a good gig for young up-and-coming bands as well as established names.
Fantastic.
Which is rather nice to do, thing to do.
Are they jazz fans, the new owners?
Very much so, very
great.
Much so. And also, they've gone with the flow as well. I mean, I'm doing a lot of the programming up there, and I'm also doing some of their social PR and marketing, so I know them all very well. They're very open to suggestions. They know how to run a good place, and they're very open to keeping the tradition going.
Brilliant. And is it a gastro pub? Is it? So I mean, do people sit and watch the music, or is it one of those a bit like other clubs where you can eat and watch at the same time? Usually a pizza in Jess's case.
Exactly. Well, no, I mean, basically you've got the pub, which is a great pub, and you've got the restaurant and the pub.
And then it's separate.
Just walk down a corridor, and you've got the jazz room, which is totally rebuilt, and they've soundproofed it, and it's all good. It's got that lovely feel of a proper jazz club feel.
Great.
Which I think is well worth staying with.
Well, you've got some world-class acts booked, and we're going to play someone that I've known for many years, had the great pleasure of playing with, the amazing guitarist Jim Mullen.
Oh,
is he going to be
wonderful.
Someone you book?
Indeed, yes. I think you're going to play something off his new album, Catch My Drift. Wonderful, yes. He's booked to appear in March, on Tuesday, March the 11th, with his organ trio. So that's certainly a great date to look out for.
Well, let's hear something from the new release, the brand new release from Jim Mullen and his organ trio, who are Mike Gorman playing the organ and the fantastic Matt Skelton on drums. And it's from the album Catch My Drift, and it's Maxine. Thank you. Jim Mullen's organ trio from the new album Catch My Drift, and I'm talking to Larry Price about the new Bull's Head in Barnes. Larry, are you mainly booking UK musicians, Larry? Are you looking further afield to Europe or even maybe visiting Americans who might be on tour that could nip down to Barnes?
Oh, absolutely. I'm doing both. I mean, it's early days at the moment, Claire. I mean, we're booking UK people, obviously, but I'm looking to try and catch somebody on tour. But as I say, you know, we're sort of taking it step by step at the moment. We've got some great people playing anyway. Mm. Live music 7 nights a week. And Sunday lunchtimes, got some good swing bands as well.
Great.
So, I mean, you know, it's all good stuff.
And, of course, with a new jazz club or an established club like this, here's a chance to really reach out to new fans of jazz.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, it really does need always to attract younger people to come in and hear this art form. So how are you marketing that? Are you very sort of social media savvy with all the...
Very much so. And also, it's not just the Barnes catchment area. I mean, people are coming from far and wide because the reputation of the Bull's Head is great. And I think people are very intrigued.
So looking through your programme, you've got some great players. You've got Pete King Quartet.
Absolutely.
You've got Art Thiemann. You've got the great sax appeal with Derek Nash. But
something that caught my eye
on your programme that I'd like to talk about is that it seems to be quite proactive in as far as young players like St Paul's School Jazz Band are
very
playing,
much so, yeah,
and the National Youth Jazz Orchestra Nonet. I mean, so it's a fantastic platform for
absolutely
upcoming musicians.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's a broad sweep, but it's a very good broad sweep, if you know what I mean. We've got Humphrey Littleton Band playing. He's been a regular at the Bull's Head, and of course, dear Stan Tracy was a regular as well. Of course, you know, tonight we're doing the tribute concert.
Okay, tell me about that.
Well, it's his last composition, The Flying Pig, so it's lovely. Great PR. Flying Pig at the Bull's Head. I mean, can you imagine it? And it's his son, Clark Tracy, of course. He's put a wonderful lineup together. All the money's going to go to the hospice, Groveland, where they looked after Stan towards the end. So it's a nice thing. So if there are any tickets left, they're only £15. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
It's all going to a very good cause. Do book. It's going to be a fantastic evening.
Tonight at the New Bull's Head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you encouraging sort of jam sessions throughout this new project? You know, I mean, it's great you've got these young players coming in, but also for people to come and sit in maybe an open mic night or something like
that. I think that's going to develop, yes. As I say, it's early days yet. We're sort of establishing the ground and sort of making sure that, you know, everybody's happy with what we're doing, you know.
Great.
And I think it's a natural progression to do things like that.
I can't wait to see it. Let's play one more track then from someone you're booking in the future, Quinton Collins.
Oh, wonderful trumpeter, Quinton Collins, indeed.
Okay, when's he there?
Well, he's playing with a fantastic swing gypsy jazz trio, Manouche, and he's there actually on Sunday lunchtime, 3 o'clock, February the 16th, and they are an amazing, amazing outfit. It's sort of Django Reinhardt-ish, but with their own originals, and it's got that fabulous sort of gypsy jazz swing feel.
Just and of course, what you need in balance,
yeah,
isn't
exactly,
it?
Yes, yeah.
Thanks, Larry. Let's hear Quinton Collins with Brandon Allen, and it's Teeth for Tooth.
Mm.
Thank you. Excuse me, guys. Have you seen my teeth?
Taken from the album What's It Gonna Be, that was the Quinton Collins Brandon Allen Quartet with Teeth for Tooth. And our thanks to Larry Price, and good luck with the new look, new feel, Bull's Head in Barnes.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for having me on, Claire. And hopefully you must come up and see the place as
love
well.
To.
It's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely.
This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. During its period of Soviet domination, Lithuania was known to be the jazziest of all Soviet republics. Jazz and improvised music occupy a worthy position in the country's cultural spectrum, achieving a broad level of public acceptance. With an ever-expanding club scene, the music club Langas in the Old Quarter has become the musical hotbed for the improvised music scene. There are many restaurants, numerous bars and cafes, all hosting live jazz gigs, plus many concert halls and theatres opening their doors to jazz music as well. Danius Pulauskas' group was formed back in 1994, originally as a quintet, but by 1996 they'd evolved into a sextet, and before long they'd become one of the most significant Lithuanian jazz groups, winning international acknowledgement. They toured extensively to China, India, Indonesia, Malaysia and the US. But let's hear them in London now, recorded by a jazz lineup at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of last year's London Jazz Festival. And this is the track Ex Improviso.
Thank you. Thank you once again. Let me introduce him. My teammate, Daniel Spolauskas on keyboards. By the way, all the pieces entirely composed and arranged by Daniel Spolauskas. Domas Alex on bass. Linas Buda on drums. Liutauras Janušaitis, tenor sax. Kęstutis Vaiginis. And me, Valerijus Samoška. Thank you.
track Safaga, played by the Danaeus Pelascus group, and that was Valerius Ramoska introducing them. To tell you a little bit more about the leader of this superb group, Danaeus was one of Lithuania's most popular and distinguished jazz personalities. He's a renowned group leader and original composer, and his strong compositions have become the major focus of this band. Alongside his excellent piano technique and keyboard wizardry within his group, he's also often performing with the Lithuanian radio and television big band. So let's go back to the music now and return to the Claw Ballroom to hear the many moods and grooves of the next two pieces we're featuring, which is called Chikunora and Luxor, the Danaeus Pelascus group.
Thank you.
Bacanora and Luxor, played by the Danaeus Palauskas Group, and that was recorded at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre in London as part of last year's London Jazz Festival. And if you're looking for more jazz on Radio 3, stay tuned for Jazz Record Requests as Alan Shipton presents music by Nigel Kennedy and the late Jim Hall. And Geoffrey Smith surveys the iconic career of Gene Krupa, the Mick Jagger of the swing era, tomorrow night at midnight. Jazz on 3 on Monday night at 11 feature the Alex von Schlippenbach Trio featuring Evan Parker. World-class free improvisation to be expected from that session. And next week on Jazz Lineup, the second part of Carla Bley, Andy Shepherd and Steve Swallow's concert set from the Wigmore Hall as part of the London Jazz Festival in 2013. Well, to finish the show tonight, here's Steve Swallow, the master bassist in action, with Chris Potter on sax and Adam Nussbaum at the drums, live on tour in France. I can only imagine he thought of the title of this after some clumsy luggage handlers had inflicted some terrible damage on some very expensive equipment. Any musicians listening who have watched out the plane window as their beloved instruments are being thrown into the luggage trolley will sympathise. Here's Damaged in Transit. From me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.
Damaged in Transit, performed by Steve Swallow, Chris Potter and Adam Nussbaum, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Lindsay Pell. And the programme will be back at the usual time, 6 o'clock next Saturday. BBC Radio 3 now, more jazz with Alan Shipton and your jazz record requests.
Good evening, and after that visit to last year's London Jazz Festival on Jazz Lineup, welcome to the second hour of jazz on Radio 3 this evening, before we head to the Met for Donizetti's Les Lézières d'Amour. There's music to come here on Jazz Record Requests from Jimmy Giuffre, Miles Davis, Eva Taylor, Louis Armstrong and Clifford Brown. First, Peter Brooks emailed to say, I'd be most grateful if you could play something for my longtime friend Kevin Butcher of Bolton. Like myself, he's a great admirer of Mel Torme and would love to hear him collaborating with George Shearing on the Concord recording of Pick Yourself Up. So let's join them at the Masson Winery in California in front of a very festive crowd, and Mel Torme can set the scene.
Thank you so much. Now, what you're about to hear was a huge George Shearing hit, long before I stuck my 2 cents in, okay? This is from an old Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers movie, circa 1936, a movie called Swing Time. In this one, once again, Fred Baby is in hot pursuit of Ginger Baby. Not doing too well. So, he enrolls in the dancing school in which Ginger Rogers is a dancing teacher. Are you ready for this plot? Walks up to her, pays his tuition, grins sheepishly, and sings. Hey, teacher, teach me something. Nice teacher, teach me something. I'm as awkward as a camel. That's not the worst. My 2 feet haven't met yet, but I'll be teacher's pet yet, 'cause I'm gonna learn to dance or burst. And Ginger sings, well, nothing's impossible I have found. When your chin is on the ground, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Oh, don't lose your confidence. If you slip, be grateful for the pleasant trip. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start again. Work like soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men had to fall to rise again? Take a deep breath, dust yourself off. Take a deep breath, pick yourself up, start all over again. And Fred sings, I'll get some self-assurance if your endurance is great. I'll learn in easy stages if you're courageous and wait. To get the strength I want to, I must hold on to your hand. Maybe by the time I'm 50, I'll get up and do a nifty. That sounds suspiciously like Johann Sebastian Bach. How I love Johann Sebastian Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach. Let's do a little more of J.S. Bach. Ba-ba-dum, 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 bum-bum-bum-bum. Bum-bum, ba-ba-dum-ba-dum-dum, ba-ba-dum-bum-bum. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men had to fall to rise again? Take a deep breath, dust yourself off. Take a deep breath, pick yourself up and start all over. start all over, start all over. Yeah.
Some strange vocal noises, plenty of narrative, and a hefty dollop of J.S. Bach, Mel Torme and George Shearing in 1987. And in between the musical jokes and mayhem, the Dorothy Fields Jerome Kern song, Pick Yourself Up. A couple of records featuring string players now. First, following on from a brief mention a fortnight ago in a track by Chico Hamilton, Paul Webb from Deal writes, the guitarist Jim Hall passed on late last year. I'd love to hear him with the Jimmy Giuffre Trio doing The Train and the River. ¶¶